This is Apollo Control at 10 hours, 29 minutes. Apollo 17 now, 48,070 nautical miles from Earth. Velocity, 8,434 feet per second. Pete Frank and the orange team of flight controllers getting ready to hand over to Jerry Griffin and his gold team of flight controllers at this time. Astronaut Bob Parker will remain as the CAPCOM for a good deal of this next shift. Several spurious master alarms that were seen while the spacecraft was still in Earth orbit are as yet unexplained. There are no obvious reasons for them. The spacecraft experts in the back rooms, the support rooms here at the Mission Control Center, are still tracking this situation. It's not considered a serious problem. The more recent master alarms that have occurred during this shift and during the translunar coast phase after Apollo 17 burned translunar insertion are attributed to a higher than normal oxygen flow at regular intervals into the cabin. The cabin is still being purged of the partial nitrogen atmosphere that it contained at launch. That is being purged. A vent valve is open in the cabin, and a higher than normal O2 rate has been introduced to help purge the cabin. Now, added to that, when the water accumulator in the suit circuit cycles, there is a brief increase of oxygen flow over and above the higher than normal flow that we're using to purge the cabin. And this is just high enough to, when the water accumulator cycles, it brings it up just high enough to trigger the master alarm. It is not a problem, and the last three or four master alarms that we have seen are attributed to this. However, the Earth orbit master alarms are not yet accounted for, but they are not considered to be a serious problem. During this shift, a mid-course correction number one was performed on the S-4B stage of the launch vehicle, 13 feet per second, performed with the auxiliary propulsion system. A second mid-course for that third stage of the launch vehicle is planned at a ground elapsed time of 11 hours, 15 minutes. The magnitude of the burn is not is not yet known. These mid-courses are to tune up the trajectory of that stage to bring it closer to the desired impact point on the lunar surface. As far as the spacecraft is concerned, mid-course correction number one was passed. We did not perform a mid-course correction number one. The magnitude at that time was less than 3 feet per second. We will probably perform a mid-course correction number two at 35 hours and 30 minutes. A preliminary look at that indicates a about a 10.5 foot per second burn at that time. The mission is going well. We have not heard from the crew for some time now and are confident they are asleep. The spacecraft is in passive thermal control mode, stabilized and one revolution every 18 minutes, approximately 3 per hour. Crew is scheduled to be awakened 4 hours 24 minutes from this time. At 10 hours 35 minutes into the mission, this is Mission Control, Houston.